All right, good late morning, members of the public and staff. This morning's zoning administrator meeting is being held at Sausalito's Council Chambers at 420 Litho Street and is open to members of the public. Members of the public may also access this meeting and provide public comment through Zoom. And with that, I will call roll. I am present as the zoning administrator and as such can continue with the meeting. Let's move on to the next item on our agenda, which is public comments on items not on the agenda. This is the time for the administrator to hear from citizens regarding matters that are not on the agenda. Except in very limited situations, state law precludes the administrator from taking action on or engaging in discussions on items of business that are not on the agenda. However, the administrator can refer matters not on the agenda to staff or direct that the subject be agendized at a future meeting. Video or audio public comment participation is limited to 3 minutes per speaker. If you'd like to make a comment, please raise your hand in person or in the Zoom application, and you'll be called upon when it is your time to speak. To raise your hand from a phone, press star nine, and each speaker will be notified when their time has elapsed. Let's see. Looking to the council chamber for interested speakers and raised hands. Seeing none. Looking to the Zoom application for any raised hands. Seeing none. With that, since there's no public comment, I will close this item and I'll move to the next agenda item, which is our public hearing. And before we dig into the details on the specific project, I'll just do a brief summary of public hearing procedures. We'll start with a staff presentation. We have Associate Planner Blair joining us here today. Following this presentation, the administrator will ask questions of staff. There will be an optional presentation from the applicant, which can be up to 15 minutes. Then the administrator may ask questions of applicant following that presentation. Following a question portion, there will be a public comment period, 3 minutes per speaker. The applicant has a rebuttal opportunity for any remaining time in their 15-minute presentation. And then there will be a short or long zoning administrator discussion, deliberation, and ultimate decision. And with that, let's dig into the public hearing item. The first and the only item being heard today is item 3A. That's a minor use permit to host the outdoor event that we know colloquially in the community as Maritime Day. This is an annual event that has previously occurred at 300 Napa Street, and our associate planner, as mentioned, Mr. Blair, has joined us today to present the item. Mr. Blair, welcome, and the floor is yours.
Thank you, Zoning Administrator Phipps, and good morning. I'm Adam Blair, Associate Planner with the Community Development Department. And the item before you this morning is an application requesting approval of a minor use permit to host the Maritime Day 2025 outdoor and one-day event on Saturday, August 2nd, 2025, from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. at 300 Napa Street. Next slide. So the event is proposed to take place at 300 Napa Street. As you can see from the location map, 300 Napa Street consists of two parcels, the larger of which is a 40,020 square foot parcel, which contains Galilee Harbor's off-street parking area on that side of Napa Street, as well as their event field and some pedestrian walkways. The smaller rectangular parcel is a 7,600 square foot parcel, which is where Galilee Harbor's office building is, as well as some additional off-street parking. The larger parcel is identified by assessor parcel number 064-082-01, and the smaller parcel is identified by assessor parcel number 064-084-05. Both parcels are located within the W Waterfront Commercial Zoning District, and both parcels have a general plan land use designation of Marin Ship Waterfront, as both parcels are also located within Sausalito's Marin Ship Overlay District. Next slide. All right, so applicant Brad Cornelius with Galilee Harbor, on behalf of owner Galilee Harbor Community Association, is requesting approval of a minor use permit to host the Maritime Day 2025 event at 300 Napa Street. As mentioned earlier, this event will take place on Saturday, August 2nd, 2025, between the hours of 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. The event is estimated to draw about 500 attendees, and the event site will have 45 dedicated off-street parking spaces, including two ADA spaces. As shown in the event site plan on the lower right side, the parking spaces are dotted in red and the two ADA spots are dotted in blue. The event will consist of boat booths and vendors as shown in the map there. Most of them are going to be out on the field. You have a couple booths on kind of the right side. The event will have a traditional boat building demonstration station kind of on the northerly part of the lawn, right in the middle. The event will also have a live music area with a music stage, which is located adjacent to the parking lot on the lower side of the field. And the event will have a flea market area, which will be located on the other side of Napa Street on that smaller 7,600 square foot parcel. So just to the right of Napa Street. Additional off-street parking to note will also be available for event attendees at neighboring Dunphy Park, which is shown in the low southeasterly corner of the diagram. It says more parking. That parking will be available on a first come first serve basis, as that parking lot is a public lot for patrons, not only at the event, but also just going to the park. The applicant also noted that alcoholic beverages will be served along with food at the event. And staff is aware that the applicant has worked to obtain the necessary permits from the California Department of Alcoholic Beverage Control for this event. Finally, Maritime Day 2025 is an annual one-day community event which celebrates Sausalito's maritime history and seeks to build community through family-friendly maritime and arts activities. Next slide. Jumping a bit into the history of this event, the Maritime Day has been hosted by Galilee Harbor for more than 15 years, I believe a lot longer. This event will also be celebrating the 45th anniversary of Galilee Harbor, a big milestone for them. This event has consistently drawn strong attendance and participation from the community, and this event celebrates Sausalito's maritime heritage and community through activities which engage local artists and craftspeople, as demonstrated through aspects of the event, such as the live music performances, you can see the photo at the top, as well as the boat building demonstration area, which I believe a demonstration area is shown at the bottom right. Next slide. Diving into the findings for the minor use permit, staff recommends approval of this minor use permit. Staff has found that the proposed Maritime Day 2025 event is in conformance with the criteria listed in Sausalito Municipal Code 10.58.050A through I, which pertains to the minor use permit, and Sausalito Municipal Code 10.44.310, which pertains to temporary uses and events. The proposed event is of limited duration, involves use of a structure for an event of limited duration, and does not propose permanent alterations such as grading or construction of accessory facilities. The only structure that would be constructed that staff is aware of would be the live music stage. The proposed event is harmonious with the purposes and intent of the W Waterfront Zoning District. The event promotes Sausalito's maritime industry and heritage through family-friendly maritime arts and activities. Through activities summarized earlier, live music, boat building stations, definitely highlights Sausalito's maritime industry and heritage. Finally, the event will not be detrimental to public health, safety, or the general welfare of the city. An ADA sign plan is in place to accommodate accessibility, and external permits are being obtained through Marin County and Southern Marin Fire District, notably a fire special event permit, which will review the layout of the event for compliance with applicable fire standards. Next slide. So with that being said, staff recommends the zoning administrator approve the requested minor use permit for application 2025-00107, which pertains to 300 Napa Street, and adopt the attached draft resolution. Staff finds the proposed project is in conformance with the criteria outlined below. And with that, that concludes my presentation. Happy to answer any questions. Thank you.
Thank you, Associate Planner Blair, for that informative and thorough presentation. I do have a couple short questions for you. First off, I heard mention of a stage and, you know, certain kind of, I'd say, relatively small improved structures on the site plan, stage for one, as mentioned, in addition to potential tents. And I did hear that there are requirements for fire review as a part of this, in addition to county health. Can you please tell me your understanding of whether or not the applicant's working with our building staff on review of these improvements as well?
Sure. Yeah. So a building permit is required for the stage structure. The applicant is aware of this. And per my understanding, they have been working diligently with the building division to obtain any necessary permits to erect this structure for the temporary event.
Okay, excellent. Half step back. The event is going to occur on August 2nd. So
Correct.
that gives us a fairly limited amount of working days between now and that event. In fact, it's a very small number of working days. Considering the short timing from now until the event, do you have a sense of when the applicant plans on submitting their building permit for the stage? I just want to make sure that it's feasible for them to receive an approval prior to the event and that we're not setting up the applicant for something that is not feasible.
Sure. So, this, as indicated earlier, the applicant has been working with the building division. Staff has also met with the city's chief building official, and they've indicated that they've processed many building permits of this nature. They're typically turned around relatively quickly. They quoted a 1 to 2 day turnaround time, which is plenty of time to get that permit issued prior to the event taking place.
Very good. Thank you, Mr. Blair. Sounds like I will have a question for the applicant on that then, and I will hold that question until the appropriate time. I have some other questions for the applicant as well. I will not ask you. I think that's more appropriate for the applicant. So thank you very much for the presentation. Thank you for the response to the questions. Let us move forward. And I think next item on the agenda is a presentation from the applicant. If applicant is ready, or if there is a presentation prepared. Okay, very good. Yeah, please approach the dais. Mr. Blair, thank you very much. Okay, a couple questions. If just confirming again, nothing you'd like to say prior to questions.
Well, I would like to thank the City of Sausalito, Southern Marin Fire, the Sausalito Police Department, and other applicable jurisdictions for their help over the years. You guys have helped make this an event that that the community relies on for fundraising income, as well as something that allows us to feel like we are giving back and living up to our various agreements with the city, with BCDC over the years, and continuing on with something that's very integral to the character of the community. So thank you for your assistance.
Well, happy to be a part of this process and thank you right back to Galilee and congratulations to you folks. 45-year anniversary is a big deal.
It's nice.
We're happy to be here to support and we will be celebrating with you.
Thank you.
Regarding questions, yeah, let's dig in. Considering previous discussions with Mr. Blair, could you please provide a quick update to us on the status of the building permit submittal for the stage in particular?
Yes. All requested additional information from us has been provided back to the building department. I will be in touch with them today and follow up and make sure that we are well within our 1 to 2 day turnaround time to ensure that we are compliant in all aspects of the event.
Great. Thank you. And I'll just add or note prior to this hearing, I was able to connect with building official and I think yeah, considering provision of all of the relevant materials, anything requested, at least confirming with them that there is feasibility as far as timing for review. So thank you very much for that. Could you please, for the record also and for the community, inform us what types of kids' activities will be occurring at the event? I saw something denoted on the site plan, but it was a little bit general.
Sure. There's 2 to 3 main aspects that are especially family friendly and kid friendly specifically. We do have a kids activity area, and that's within the general area where food is sold. And so there's a lot of adult supervision in that area already. And it typically consists of a large picnic table, coloring equipment, and markers and pens and crayons. And an adult monitoring at all times. So we have someone within the community who is a mom who would love to sort of man that little booth throughout the day. We also have free boat rides. Typically, these are smaller boats that hold 6 to 8 people. They are captained by licensed captains who also live at the harbor or folks that we have contracted with on a volunteer basis. We have waivers for families to sign, and these would typically be boats that you'll already see on the waterfront operating, giving tours and rides. So this year we had discussed the possibility of using some of the Duffy boats. Most likely we will use Dixie from Spalding, as well as a couple of other historic boats that will be either on display or giving rides. So that is another family-friendly activity. The bands that we've chosen to perform live are all ages appropriate. And several of the booths have kid-focused interests, including one that has underwater submersibles that kids can play with, which is very STEM focused. So quite a bit of things, including the traditional boat building demonstrations that are given that also focus toward beginner level and kid friendly things that are a hands-on opportunity for kids to try, things like steam bending wood or using other tools of the trade.
Very cool. Sounds like an excellent event. And I did hear you say, as related to the music, that there's going to be a variety and age friendly. How about food? What are you guys going to be serving?
We have fish and chips. We have watermelon. We have homemade desserts. There's kid friendly drinks, flavored waters, and of course, adult beverages as well, hence the ABC license.
Thank you very much. Thank you for indulging me and informing me and the community as to some of the great assets and elements that are going to underpin your event. I don't have any other questions. Thank you very much, Mr. Cornelius.
Pleasure. Thank you.
Okay. I'm going to move on to the next section of our public hearing. That is public comment. Looking to the chamber for interested speakers, seeing none. Looking to this application for any interested speakers, seeing none. I will note we did receive one item of public comment that was submitted, and it is attached to this agenda. Thank you very much to the members of the public for submitting. It was received and it was read. Moving on to the next section of the public hearing, the discussion, deliberation, and decision. Firstly, thank you, staff, and thank you, applicant, for the presentation. And based on the report, the questions asked and answered, and my review of the conditions of approval that underpin the application, I find no reason to deny the application. And in fact, I'm very happy to support it and agree with the findings that Associate Planner Blair has made. With that said, I hereby approve and adopt the associated resolution, Resolution 2025-02, approving the applicant's request for a minor use permit for a special event permit to host the 2025 Maritime Day event at 300 Napa Street. Now, I'd like to make that approval with a few amendments to the resolution. A couple amendments, particularly as related to the conditions. Firstly, I'd like to direct that condition number 3 be removed. That condition is redundant. Condition number 7, I'd request that condition be revised to call out the relevant code section that triggers the requirement for review from third parties. That section is 1044310B3. If we could just add that, Mr. Blair, I think we'll be good to go. I'd also like to add a new condition, and it sounds like this is based on my questions to Associate Planner Blair and applicant, that there is a process that is being followed as related to the submittal of a building permit and the review of that permit for the stage and I think any other relevant improved aspects of the site plan. So I just want to make sure that that condition is called out here or stipulated in the resolution. I'd like to add that condition specifically, which requires the applicant to obtain a building permit for any structures such that the building official or the building inspector can ensure the safety of the structure. Specifically, the proposed stage, and I think that that's it. But additionally, as a catch-all, which is generally the case for events like this in the city, I'd like the building inspector and/or building official to review the event and the site plan prior to the event, including improved structures such as the stage or any tents that require anchoring. And I'd request that that condition specifically call out, right, those requirements as mentioned, tents, cooking areas, stage, structural safety. Just looking to the applicant for agreement or consensus on that. Very good. Just for the record, I'm seeing a nod. All right. This decision is based upon the findings and conditions as stipulated in the resolution and as directed by the zoning administrator to be amended. The approved plans are currently shown in Attachment 2 to the agenda, and which, with these slight amendments, this minor use permit application is approved. Congratulations. That does it for the public hearing portion of this afternoon's meeting, and we really look forward to the event. And congratulations once again on your 45th anniversary. With that, I will move on to the next item, which is adjournment. All in favor? Aye. Meeting is adjourned. Thank you all for your time this afternoon. Until next time, have a wonderful day.